Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Over the weekend. Again, I still think Friday night they should have started some of these AL and NLDS series when there was nothing else going on. To me, having, yes, it was a quadruple header on Saturday, but it was right in the middle of college football. Then yesterday you have games going on during NFL games. I just think Major League Baseball could have spotlighted itself a little bit better. I'll be quite honest. I didn't watch as much baseball this weekend as I would have if I would have had a game on a Friday night, like just because of the college football aspect of it as well. But right now, here's where things stand. You've got one series with the Tigers and the Mariners tied at a game apiece. The Mariners got it done yesterday. Their first home postseason win in like 24 years. You have Toronto.
That's crazy.
Toronto just spanking the Yankees. I mean, embarrassed. It's been fun to see. Yeah.
Brought
I mean,
me some joy.
Putting up double-digit runs in each of the first two games. They have a 2-0 lead before the series shifts over to the Bronx.
Vladdy pimped the hell out of that grand slam yesterday.
The Dodgers are up 1-0 against Philly. They play 10. And then you have Milwaukee with the 1-0 lead on the Cubs. They also play this evening. So that's where things are at on the postseason side of things. You know, I think what was impressed about Seattle is they drop game one and you're like, oh no, you're in trouble. You got now Scooble to go up against. No, they go and get him for two runs yesterday, which against him is a big accomplishment.
A
yeah, it's a major win. And now they're even. Now, if you're that's one of those seasons, it's as tight as it can get, because if you're the Tigers, you're still glad you stole one while you were in Seattle. You're feeling like, dang it, we got one in game one and we had our ace on the mound, one of the best pitchers in all of baseball, and we lost the game that he pitched. So if you're the Tigers, you're probably a little bummed that you didn't take two, but both teams are probably feeling decent about where they sit with one game apiece.
That series feels like it's gearing up for a great one. Like seven games, it's coming down to it. Whose star shows up in game seven kind of series? That one's been the most fun of the postseason by far of any of them. The wild card round or this one, I've loved that series, and it's only two games in because it feels like it's got real juice back and forth. Teams are competing. I like it. And it's got like star power, right? Because Cal Raleigh is one of the biggest names this year. I've taken the most joy in watching Toronto kick in the teeth of the New York Yankees.
Yeah.
I understand they were in the World Series last year. I'm not trying to pretend that that's not an accomplishment in some ways. Not when you're the Yankees. The Yankees, my entire life and everyone's entire lives, Gold. I don't care if you were born in, you're my grandpa and you're born in 1930, or you're me and you're born in 84. It doesn't matter. Our entire lives conjoined together. The New York Yankees were the gold standard of Major League Baseball. That's what they were. They haven't won a World Series since 2009, 6 years before the last Royals World Series. Like, and I get it. Like, the Mariners are not the kind of team that, like, they've never won one, right? So they're in a different category. But then the Blue Jays just absolutely poured on you to have, and this is the thing I've also liked about the postseason and just baseball in general. I think it was pointed out by one of the national media baseball guys. I like that rookies can matter, or like young players can matter in the MLB postseason right away. Kind of like we get in other sports. The guy going yesterday for the Blue Jays got drafted in 2024 and at one point was in the fourth inning against the Yankees with 10 strikeouts and no hits. Like, I like that they're just getting beat up and obliterated. That's brought me some joy. But also, like, I like when the series are close. So obviously the Tigers-Mariners one's been great. I'm looking forward to the two series tonight.
Yeah, the Brewers, to me, they are, because of past issues in the postseason, they just get overlooked. They were the best team in the majors all year. And the Brewers have had really good regular seasons before, and then they kind of crapped the bed in the postseason. Well, big one to get right away at home and kind of, I think, kind of ease the nerves. The teams that had the layoff, you know, sometimes we get this rest debate, rest versus rust. The teams that had the layoff, like Toronto came out, they had the longer layoff. They looked amazing offensively away. No problem. Milwaukee came out in the first two innings and laid it on the Chicago Cubs in game one as well. So now that the series are kind of settled in and everybody had the day off, at least on the NL side, yesterday, we'll see what happens tonight. The Dodgers and Phillies is that juggernaut type of series where you have potential for both teams to just go and put up some ridiculous numbers offensively. Toronto, what was impressed about them, and the reason why it was great to see their offense perform that way, they had the highest ERA of any team in the postseason entering. And yeah. So it didn't really matter. I mean, they got good pitching, but also it didn't matter when you're scoring 15 runs a game, 13 runs a game.
And sorry, the ALDS is five games, not seven. I'd said seven. But so when you look at...
Yeah, the divisional series are only five.
Yeah, the divisional series are five. Yep. I'd take seven of that series, but that's what makes these series so interesting. Why the Yankees are done. Gold, they're done. That series is over. They looked lifeless to go in there. And that part of it is always where they head next. The series tonight, what game interests you more of the two?
I mean, Dodgers-Phillies has more. Now, I'll be honest, though. The issue
is the Chiefs. The Dodgers. That's part of it. And the Chiefs, obviously.
The Chiefs are on, so I'm not watching. But the Phillies and Dodgers.
What would the score have to be for you to go split screen?
There is no score. When the Chiefs are on, I don't split screen Chiefs games.
Not even if it was 30-0?
I don't split screen Chiefs games. Yeah.
Okay. Just curious. Yeah.
The only time I ever did that was last year when the Chiefs were playing the Saints on Monday night and the Royals had a divisional game against the Yankees.
Oh, that's different. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's the only time I split screen the Chiefs. Otherwise, it gets full screen treatment tonight.
It gets full screen no matter what.
Yeah. You can, by the way, check out.
I just
like
it was fourth quarter.
Check
the
out.
The game's 2-2 in the eighth.
You
Chiefs
didn't
are up 30 to
last
nothing
week when they were up by 30 on the Ravens.
I was at the game in the press box. So
yeah,
I did split screen. Technically, I had it in front of me and my laptop. I did have a true split screen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.